Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the 13th of the month of Av, 5780, the 3rd of August, 2020. We're back in Pirkei Avos for another statement of Rabbi Akiva, which is really an extended mashal, parable about life and its meaning, and what I would call a doctrine of radical accountability. Hu hayo omer, so Rabbi Akiva would say, hakol nasun be'eravon, that everything in this world is given not in a total sense, but in the sense of an eravon, a sense of collateral. So Rabbeinu Yonah gives himself, within this mashal, a kind of a mashal to explain what exactly this means. It says it's as if a person enters into a completely unfamiliar land, and they go into a house, and there's a beautiful meal prepared there. They sit down, they start enjoying themselves, and they think, you know, they've stumbled upon something which is completely theirs, and the truth of the matter is that it doesn't belong to them, and the owners of the home are sort of peering through the lattice work, emeitzitz min acharakim, to use the expression from Shir HaShirim, and looking at this intruder into their home, and they're going to hold the person accountable. So when we enter this world and we find all kinds of blessings here for us to enjoy, yes, but ultimately we're held to account for the way that we utilized things that, in the ultimate sense, do not belong to us. LaHashem ha'aretz umloa tevel v'yoshveva. So akol nasan ve'eravon u'mitsuda, a trap, perusal kol ha'chayim. So there's a net or a trap that's spread over all of the living. And that is to say that, again, this is not, we're not free agents here, but ultimately we're all going to be ensnared within that mitsuda. And just as the game, so to speak, is brought to the one who is able to ensnare it, so too we're all going to have to be held to account. And this is the extension of the mashal. Hechanus psucha, the store that God runs is open. Ve'achanvani makif, and God is willing to lend, basically to lend the people time. Ve'hapinkas pasuach, and the ledger is open. V'hayad kosevis, and whatever a person takes while in the store that is this world, so the owner of the store is writing down and keeping a tab and keeping a ledger. V'chol harotze lavos yavo v'ylave. The storekeeper, the owner, is very generous in terms of extending credit to everybody, but there's going to be a day when the collections are made, and every single day collections are being made. We all understand what the nimshal is, so what the metaphor is that every single day various individuals who were in the store are held to account. And those who are being held to account, they can react in one of two ways. Midato v'shalom midato. So again, Rabbeinu Yonah explains, midato means person recognizes, yeah, they're charging me $732, and the person in their mind knows, because they had meat and they had chicken, they bought wine, and they bought bread, and it all added up to seven. So the, you know, in this world, what that means, a person knows everything that they did and understands that there's justice in that which is being ultimately held to account. Shalomi dato is kind of a sadder reality where a person is in denial. A person imagines that, you know, the various elements for which there is an accounting in the end never occurred. It wasn't that way. And the truth of the matter is, v'yeshlam almashi yismochu, that those who are holding him to account are the one who sits in celestial judgment. Hadin din emes, it's absolutely true. V'akol mesukan l'su'uda, the world is set up this way, as the Rambam explains, because it is indeed a way station to a world of ultimate truth. And so we're given a finite amount of time here to achieve moral and intellectual perfection, or as close to it as we can, so that we can then appreciate the full essence of the one who gives us life, our Creator, in the world to come. So in terms of this kind of a doctrine of radical accountability, so sometimes I think it's easy to miss at least half of the equation, if not more. So if you just read this Mishnah, you know, v'nifrai min adam midato v'shalom midato, that we're held to account, whether we're willing to own up to things or not willing to own up to things. Sometimes we think that only means, you know, the various missteps along the way. A person did something they ought not to have done. But we also have to remember, and with this close for today, that it's not merely those things that we ought not to have done, transgressions and violations of whatever sort, micro or macro, but it's those things that we ought to have done that we didn't do. It's not merely the sins of commission, but sometimes more profoundly the sins of omission. If somebody missed an opportunity to, was capable of caring for somebody, adopting a child, making an enormous difference, and they chose, for whatever reason, as a path of less resistance, it was a more socially acceptable thing, all the different kinds of reasons people have for not acting courageously, for not acting morally. If a person chose that path, so it wasn't so much a transgression, but a missed opportunity. And that's also part of the accounting that we all give. And you know, I guess on one level, perhaps to the modern ear, it doesn't necessarily have the most harmonious tone, such a Mishnah, in our anthrocentric world and culture. But this individual, for one, finds it very energizing and even tantalizing. I think that there could be no greater validation of human existence than to say everything that we do matters. Everything is worth being written down and held to account and scrutinized. What could be a greater vote of confidence in the significance of our lives and the meaning of our lives in every second that we spend here in this world than the reality that the Pinkas is patuach, the ledger is open, the yad is kosevis, the divine hand, so to speak, kiviyachol, is writing down everything that we do, and that ultimately, you know, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim is the greatest testimony to the meaning, the significance of all human life and every minute that we spend here. And I think that's a deeply affirmational perspective on our time here. Our time here is limited. Our time here is precious. And the notion that everything that we do comes to an account, I think ultimately is not a message somehow that should be at its core frightening, but it should remind us of the great opportunity that is life itself. Everybody have a wonderful day.